You're listening to SBS News. An inquiry into the hotel quarantine failures in Victoria has been told 99% of coronavirus cases in the state can be linked to two hotels. An epidemiologist with the Department of Health, Dr. Charles Alperin, told the inquiry that 90% of the cases can be traced to a family of four that returned to Australia and stayed in Melbourne's Ridges on Swanston Hotel in May. By June 18, 20 people connected to that hotel had become infected. Dr. Alperin says there were two smaller outbreaks that originated at the Stanford Plaza Hotel.
It is likely that a high proportion, approximately 99% of current cases of COVID-19 in Victoria, have arisen from Ridges or Stanford. However, I cannot be very precise in the number or proportion to have arisen from each outbreak separately. It is likely that the large majority, I said in my statement, approximately 90% or more of COVID-19 infections in Victoria can be traced to the Ridges Hotel.
The hotel quarantine failures led to thousands of cases in Victoria, and while the numbers are now slowly coming down, the current caseload remains high. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria recorded 222 new cases and another 17 deaths, with 13 linked to aged care.
There are 3,669 cases with an unknown source, an increase of 43 since yesterday's report. There are some 1,036 healthcare workers who are active cases. There are 2,024 active cases in aged care settings and a total of 7,274 active cases across the state.
The Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says the numbers are trending down.
Overall, the trend is good. We've also seen that the number of active cases in aged care is trending down. The number of overall active cases is coming down by the hundreds each day, but it's still a pretty big number, 7,274 active cases still in Victoria. But I do expect that to decrease by a couple of hundred every day for the rest of this week and more next week.
Another major source of COVID-19 in Australia was the Ruby Princess, which is linked to 28 deaths and more than 600 cases. Head of the Department of Agriculture, Andrew Metcalf, told a Senate hearing his officials gave permission for passengers to leave the ship. Two agriculture officials met the ship when it docked in Sydney in March and allowed the passengers to disembark. They'd relied on advice from New South Wales Health, which had assessed the ship as posing a low risk, even though there were more than a dozen passengers who had flu-like symptoms. Andrew Metcalf says his officials did not follow proper protocols and conduct their own checks.
Well, the system did not work as it should have, as it has worked on many other occasions and was working in other places. Yep. I'm not resiling from the fact that we were part of that system and that clearly we need to improve, and we are very committed to doing that.
New South Wales Health says an investigation is underway after a security guard contracted COVID-19 at a quarantine hotel in Sydney. Genomic sequencing has traced the man's infection to a returned traveller from the United States. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the traveller was staying at the Marriott Hotel at Circular Quay.
We're not going to leave any rock unturned in terms of our search for confirming that there is no further cases linked to this. At this moment, a single case in a security contractor.
New South Wales recorded three new cases in the past 24 hours. One is a return traveller in quarantine, and the other two are cases in Sydney's southwest. A four-day Royal Commission hearing focusing on the impact of COVID-19 on people with a disability, as well as the federal government's pandemic response, has begun in Sydney. Senior counsel assisting Kate Eastman opened proceedings with some statistics about the increase in violence against women during the crisis. She says an Australian Institute of Criminology survey found women with a disability were significantly more likely to experience the onset or escalation of domestic violence early on in the pandemic.
One in four, 23%, said they had experienced physical violence during COVID-19. One in six, 16%, said they had experienced sexual violence during COVID-19. And two in five, 42%, said they had experienced emotional, abusive, harassing or controlling behaviours during COVID-19.
Western Australia has cancelled its annual Royal Show that was to start on September 26 and has extended its current restrictions for another 2 months until October 24. That date happens to be the same date that's earmarked for the AFL Grand Final. Both Western Australia and Queensland have expressed interest in staging the Premiership decider. Premier Mark McGowan says it's too early to be contemplating easing restrictions.
Nothing is perfect when it comes to dealing with this virus. While we have had no community transmission in Western Australia for 129 days now, we simply can't afford to get complacent because the virus could sneak back into Western Australia and spread like wildfire. If we can learn anything from over east and overseas, including New Zealand recently, is that this virus can spread extremely fast.
Two South Australian women who were refused entry to Western Australia are now facing charges, accused of escaping hotel quarantine in Perth. Queensland had no new cases, while Tasmania has decided to keep its borders closed until at least December 1st. And if you require family violence information and support, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.